Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ready to unleash some serious mental toughness? You know those moments when your heart races like a Formula One car and your mind feels like it's on overdrive? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're diving deep into the world of anxiety attacks, how they creep up, why they happen, and most importantly, how to conquer them naturally. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs enough. We don't need our own minds doing backflips when things get a little hectic, right? Now, before you hit the panic button, or maybe that's just me, remember, anxiety is super common. It's like that annoying roommate who always wants to crash your party. Unwelcome, but ultimately manageable. The key is learning how to handle them with grace and strength, turning those anxious episodes into opportunities for growth. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some powerful tools to reclaim your calm. First up, understanding the beast. Anxiety attacks often hit when we feel overwhelmed or stressed. Think deadlines, big presentations, relationship drama. You know the drill. Ever felt like your brain is short-circuiting? You're suddenly hyper-aware of every little noise, your breathing gets shallow, and that knot in your stomach feels like it's going to burst. It's your body's way of screaming, danger. Danger. Even when there isn't an actual lion chasing you, unless you live in a particularly wild neighborhood, then maybe pack some pepper spray. But here's the good news. You have the power to tame that inner beast. Firstly, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Imagine it like this. Your mind is a raging river, thoughts rushing everywhere. Mindfulness is about learning to stand on the bank and observe the flow without getting swept away. Deep breathing exercises are a lifesaver here. They help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains can be real chatterboxes sometimes, spinning out worst-case scenarios even when there's no evidence to support them. Next time that inner critic starts its song and dance, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's the evidence? Often you'll realize those fears are just phantom threats, not actual dangers. Third, movement is magic. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. Even a quick walk can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Your body is your temple, and sometimes it just needs a little shake-up to clear out the cobwebs. Fourth, build healthy habits. This means getting enough sleep. Seriously, those 8 hours are gold. Eating nutritious food that fuels your body, and avoiding excessive caffeine and alcohol, they can actually worsen anxiety symptoms. It's all about creating a solid foundation for your mental well-being. Finally, don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide valuable guidance and coping strategies. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Okay, imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by unfamiliar faces. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar urge to flee. But then, you remember the tools we've talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that it's okay to feel a little nervous, and focus on engaging with one person at a time. You challenge those negative thoughts. Everyone here feels awkward, and replace them with positive affirmations. I have something valuable to offer. Boom! Suddenly, that anxiety fades into the background, and you're able to connect with people genuinely. See? It's all about practicing these techniques until they become second nature. So, what are the key takeaways today? First, remember. Anxiety is common, but it doesn't have to control your life. Second, mindfulness and deep breathing are powerful tools for calming your nervous system. Third, challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Fourth, movement and healthy habits play a crucial role in managing anxiety. And finally, don't hesitate to seek support from friends, family, or professionals when you need it. Ready to take charge of your mental well-being? Remember, every day is a fresh start, an opportunity to cultivate calm, resilience, and inner strength. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and empower each other to conquer anxiety naturally. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.